Welcome back to the Press Box. A week after the Derby, a lot of news going on. My great friend, my host, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Baker. Dave, take it away, Buzzman.
Well, I'm going to take it away first, but ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that it was such a big Derby day that Gene McLean, my friend and a Hall of Famer in his own right, went out and bought a boat with his Derby winnings. He has just plucked it down into Kentucky Lake and has been in seclusion all week. But we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so I'm going to lead the way this week. So before we get into further matters, nobody likes to blow their own horn, but it was a massive Derby day for you.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
It was a massive day.
Well, it was a massive day because I got to be with my friends and yes. family, enjoy the day in harmony at the LTS, yes. Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The food was great. The company was even better.
Yes.
And, you know, we got time to socialize and spend time with friends and family, and that made the day tremendous for me. We had a little luck at the Windows, and but you know what? Speaking of pouting one's own horn,
yes,
there was a guy on the show,
yes.
a week ago that picked Mays to win the Kentucky Derby, and it wasn't Gene McLean.
The first Thunder Snow pick of the Derby was correct.
Dave Buzzy Baker, if you're listening to this show, put you right on Mage as the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And how much money did you have on Mage to win the race?
Zero. I only had him in the trifectas. I did not have him in a pick five or anything like you, in which you hit for massive earnings. But I did have the satisfaction of having that one win, that one shining moment, as they say on the CBS promos.
Well, you know, Buzzy, the money will come, the money will go,
yes,
but the
yes,
memory forever will be that,
that
you picked the Kentucky Derby winner, 149. You put it out there in the public airways.
Yes.
All one had to do was tune in and listen
yes.
and take your very sage advice. And, you know, I'm just very, very appreciative.
And the other thing about it, I'm not like some of these tout guys out in Vegas, where I give you for $29.99, I'll give you my pick of the week. I give it free of charge.
Absolutely. And you put it right out there for everybody to
yes. Okay, let's get to more serious issues. And we have been engulfed. We'll talk about Mage in just a second. But first things first, the whole Forte Todd Pletcher thing, which has kind of overshadowed things. And I think it really puts where we are in terms of our thinking about it in a much different light than where we were when we talked last Saturday morning when Forte had just been scratched.
Yeah, you know, and I woke up that morning, you know, really disappointed. I was a little bit angry. You know, I had
$500. For people that don't know, which is very unusual for you, by the way.
You know, I'm a kind of easy come, easy go guy. You know, equilibrium right across the board, baby. I mean, you know, hard to get me a little aroused.
But, as you goes.
You know, pay as you go kind of guy, you
uh-huh.
know? And, you know, I woke up, you know, I had a big winner book wager on Forte and at 15-1. And you know, you if he doesn't make the race and scratches, you don't get your money back in a winner book bet. And, you know, I just saw it all kind of go up in smoke. And you know, I mean, you know, you sit there and you kind of wonder what the heck. But I will be the first to tell you, I would not have had Mage if Forte hadn't scratched. And if I didn't have Mage, I wouldn't have won the pick five. And
there you go.
And so everything has a way of working out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
But, you know, Buzzy, going back, there's been a lot of things happen over the last week. And, you know, it's unfortunate and it's not right. And I think I'm hopeful that HISA will have not only the ability, but we'll be able to solve some of these transparency issues. As everybody knows now, Forte was found to have a positive after his win in the youthful stakes.
Yeah.
New York hopeful stakes last fall.
Back in September.
And, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that I know trainers and owners have the right to have a split sample, but if a horse comes back with a positive, that needs to be released at that time. I don't care what the jurisdiction is. I'm not blaming anybody over, you know, another state. It just needs to be released universally so the general public knows, and that the process then will work its way through the you know, the adjudication through the racing commission, and if it goes to court, through the court system. But all that needs to be made. Transparency is not a bad thing in any walk of life. And hopefully HISA will be able to resolve some of those issues. I'm hopeful that they will. I'm confident that they will. And these types of situations, as we talked a little bit off air, Buzzy, it's not the situation. I don't even know what drug it was. Don't even know how much the overage was.
An arthritic. Basically, it's used in humans for arthritis treatment.
Yeah. But the fact is that it now has the appearance of a cover-up. And,
right.
And that these types of things just need to be in any sport now that you can wager on. These types of things need to be made public. And
right.
The public has a right to know. And that's what needs to take place. And we'll find out the truth and go on. But, you know, that all being said, Derby 149 came and went without a hitch. Beautiful day. You know, the race itself was tremendous. Mage ran a huge race.
Mm-hmm.
And all the credit to Gustavo Delgado.
Yes.
And those connections. And, you know, that's what the Kentucky Derby is all about. And showcasing the best sport in the best venue in front of 150,000 strong. And, you know, I think that, that horse now has a chance to go on and win the Preakness and hopefully have a shot at the Triple Crown.
And so to get back on trail now, and I think that was an excellent summary. The connections, Gustavo Delgado and the ownership group, they were announced this morning that Mage will in fact go to the Derby, or to the Preakness rather. And the thing about it before we get on to this week, Gene, I think is so good in the midst of all this stuff. The way they did this is exactly what the sport needs, I think. I did not know this on Saturday. When I get back on Sunday and Monday and I'm tooling around Facebook, and I'm from a little place called Franklin, Ohio, which is a little community of 13,000 people up north of Cincinnati. A bunch of people like my folks went to get jobs in the factories up there. And we had a lady who taught at the elementary school for 40 years. And her husband decided to get into these syndicates after they got out. They liked horses. They had 200 shares of Mage.
Wow.
Just an amazing, amazing story. And that's what we need to do to grow the sport, in my humble opinion.
I think that's great. That's exactly right. You've hit it right on the head. You know, a person once told me, it doesn't matter how much of a horse you own. If you own part, it feels like you own it all. And, you know, it's a great way to get introduced to ownership. It's a great way. You know, we've had some people involved, first-time owners with a horse of ours, and it's been great getting to know those people. They're fabulous people. And to have a piece of a Derby winner, can you imagine?
I mean,
that's just fabulous. How much money has Sheikh Mohammed spent over the years trying to get a Derby
winner? Still haven't got one, right?
Still looking. And, you know, the thing is, you don't hear anybody this week telling, you know, yelping and crying and promising that the breeding industry is all gone to Japan now, have you?
No, not at all.
And, you know, I mean, these things, and the UAE Derby still hadn't produced a Kentucky Derby winner either.
Right.
And still only two Pennsylvania breds have won the Derby. It's a historic race. I thought Angel of Empire ran a huge, huge race. Didn't take anything away from him. But you give a lot of credit to the winner, Mage, and tip your hat and you go on. But history does mean something in the Kentucky Derby. And I think, you know, 150th will be forthcoming. It'll be here before we know it.
Okay. So now what we've also got is as I hear you out on the lake, we've also got still great racing. So let's talk about what's going on over at Churchill tonight.
You know, Buzzy, we got the William Walker Stakes is 5.5 on the grass. Hopefully the weather is good and stays together and can keep this grass. I mean, a year ago people were saying, what's wrong with the Churchill Downs turf course? Well, they put a new one in. Probably in retrospect, maybe shouldn't have run on it as early as they did. But, you know, nobody's talking about what's wrong with the Churchill Downs turf course now. I mean, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And got a big stakes race on Saturday. The William Walker 5.5 sprint over the sod. And big favorite in Gaslight Dancer, trained by Mike Maker. I think it's going to be a short price. But I've got one in there that I think just may upset the old apple cart.
Yes, and who would that be, my friend?
I love Private Creek. You know, here's a horse that, you know, I think has world of talent, and I think this race sets up absolutely perfect for Private Creed, trained by Mike McCarthy. This is a guy that really, if he spent all of his time in Kentucky, this guy'd be right up there with, I think, the best of the best, and the guy can really train. You know, I think that this horse is coming into the race in great fashion. And this is a horse I really think has a big shot.
All right, so how do you play it, my friend?
I'm going to go Private Creed. I'm going to play him to win in place, and then I'm going to key him over and under the old all button.
The all button?
You know, take that handicapping on the exactus and try it out. and hope that I can beat Gaslight Dancer and maybe even catch a exacta without the food favor and the money and you know, after last week, I want to kind of rest on my laurels a little bit and go with the old all button over and under.
You can't go wrong when you go all.
That's exactly right.
And the press box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, just great being with you as always. Great being with you today. And, brother, enjoy the weekend. May the horse continue to be with you.
As always, my friend, and just before I let you go, thanks for you and Donna to come down to Louisville and join up with us last week. We had such a great time.
Thank you. It's always fun to
see you and Donna, and made my day.
Love you, my friend. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Love you, brother. You too.
Right,
see you, man. Bye.